Welcome, everybody, to the Sun on the Strip podcast. This is Brock Radke, entertainment writer for the Las Vegas Sun. Today's conversation is with one of the most unique performers in Las Vegas. Lydia Ansel is a dynamo, a classically trained violin player, genre-spanning DJ. She's one of the most versatile performers in Vegas, and she's been playing all over town for almost a decade now, which certainly flew by. I caught up with Lydia. She's actually in Hawaii. She was traveling in between trips for events. She does so many corporate events and private gigs all over the world, and she was in between some of those and thought she would make a little pit stop in the islands for some R&R, and that's when this whole pandemic thing happened. So she kind of got trapped in paradise, but she's going to talk all about that and about the live stream shows that she's been doing from Hawaii, which are very cool, right now. Check it out.
It's been a while since you and I have done an interview. I think the last time was a couple years ago, and you had that great Hard Rock residency at the Center Bar.
I remember that. That was really fun. Yeah. It'll be exciting to see everything that, you know, Virgin's going to do once they reopen. I think it's ended up being really good timing for kind of fresh starts and new things for them.
Yeah, they were ahead of the game in terms of closing your casino down and making some changes.
I guess so.
Were you playing there right up until when it closed, or had you already moved on? Or
I actually went over to have a residency at Luxor, and I was having a pretty good time there with every weekend I was over there, and got a nice group of people who would come back, and of course the tourists who would come there, and it was a really comfortable spot. We were building, I had this like lighted platform that they built and a new sound system, and just really a pleasure working there. Just every week I'd come up and there would be like a new something, a new lighted thing or a new system or new equipment. And just every day was just so exciting to come in and see what magic we can make together. And I definitely miss all my friends and everybody there. It's kind of been an interesting journey with the experience of, you know, everything shutting down and giving on the other hand, you know, a chance to readjust and reset and kind of make new plans for what's to come.
So you went to Hawaii for vacation or work initially? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I was just going to, you know, pop in for a little bit, enjoy some sunshine, kind of. I was thinking of having a mini reset, and then it turned out that things started changing rapidly, and as everything kind of stopped in Vegas, I thought, well, you know, I had my instrument with me and a few things. It seemed as good as a place as any to just kind of hang tight for a minute. And then, you know, eventually my flight and subsequent flights were canceled. And I thought, well, you know, let's kind of hunker down for a moment, a gorgeous place, and work on some music, work on the live stream, share some of the good vibes that I was really feeling here, and maybe bring a little sunshine to wherever. And, you know, I hear that Vegas is beginning to start that slow process of opening up. So I think I'll be coming back in shortly, I think. But in the meantime, I'm just really embracing the opportunity of having that reset and just kind of changing things around a little bit.
You could definitely end up in worse places to have to hunker down for a while.
Of course.
Not too bad. Not too shabby.
I do miss so many things of Vegas besides, you know, my friends, all the awesome places that we have to eat out. And then, of course, you know, just Vegas is home. And I can't imagine not coming back to Vegas. So I'm excited for that. But in the meantime, you know, I've been honing in on my baking skills and cooking skills.
Oh.
There aren't...
I know you're a big foodie, and I know that you love the Vegas restaurants and making the rounds and trying all the new stuff and talking about it. So I was going to ask, you must be having some withdrawal from that dining scene, and if you are doing some cooking now.
Absolutely. Food is one of, food, music, art, all those things are top passions of mine. And one of my favorite things about traveling is being able to go to the local restaurants and the highest rated places, to hole in the wall places, and just try it all. And so coming into Hawaii, seeing all the restaurants, either, unfortunately, a lot of them have just closed for now because there's no tourists. And that's a really big support for all these restaurants. But there have been some that have to-go restaurants, and the seafood has been incredible. But yeah, I've been checking out some of my cooking skills and trying to follow a few recipes, and I can't help it. I change them every time. So even if I like it, I have no idea what I did. So it'll be really great to go back to those restaurants.
What's the thing that you've made that's come out the best?
Well, I think my favorite thing is bacon, because I have a pretty big sweet tooth. So in Hawaii, on the island, a lot of things are made with coconut. And so I've been having fun with, like, coconut breads and, just putting coconut in everything, coconut milk. And I'm really enjoying a lot of the curries out here, coconut curries. And, of course, again, the seafood, it's hard to mess that up. You put a little salt and pepper, and it's so fresh and delicious. It's great. When you're at home so much, you want to go to the fridge all the time. And I'm having that battle too. I really am. So, going for walks and, swimming, or finding random things to use as weights, water bottles. It took about a month for me to get some of the items that I've been shipping here. I've been so used to Amazon Prime from Vegas with, next day delivery. And in Hawaii, it's more like next month delivery. So that's kind of fun. But, thank goodness for those YouTube workouts. They, I can have a different trainer every day yelling at me.
Well, you've also been staying busy on social media. You've been performing live on Instagram. And have you been doing that on Facebook too?
I've done a few on Facebook, but I've definitely been focusing more on the Instagram. It's been a really great chance to, revamp and go back to the social medias, because I'm so grateful that I was being able to do so many corporate events and then, of course, the residencies, but I just love being able to kind of connect with so many people. And the beauty of doing, for example, an Instagram Live, this past month I've been doing, I believe, like Fridays mostly. I did a couple others on other days. And just immediately, you see so many people that you've kind of, you can reach out to, you can share smiles with, you can take requests from, you can play for, and then the playback on it, getting 8,000 to 10,000 views on a video, that's, playing in one spot in Vegas, you don't necessarily hit 10,000 people on one performance. So it's kind of a cool way to turn it around and still reach out to an audience and connect with people. And I've been really loving just, even just comments people are writing and saying, hey, thanks for changing it up, or for a breath of to look somewhere else, or you played my favorite song. And to me, it's like the tiniest bit of encouragement like that, it makes my whole day, or sometimes my whole week. And I've been looking forward to these Friday live streams, because it's like, oh, I get to see everyone. I get to say hi. What's the price of gas?
It's great to see different artists doing different things online, but there's really no substitute for really being on stage and having that in-person interaction with an audience. So I'm sure that that's a struggle for you, just like it is for any other kind of performer in Vegas these days.
I do miss being able to just, talk to people face to face. When you're doing a live stream, you can't always just stop everything and be like, hey, how's your mother doing? You know, things like that. But, maybe I should switch it up for this Friday and take just kind of a moment just to speak more to everyone. Sometimes I kind of get focused on the, you know, trying to share music, make mixes and things like that. So, you've given me some ideas on maybe how to switch that up more. But I love that you're being able to connect everyone with your podcast. And like you said, the other entertainers are going out there. I saw Lorena, for example, is going, taking her music to the streets. I love that so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She is great. And it's just seeing everyone kind of in their own ways, you know, helping the community help go together and the good vibes. And there's, you know, I'll be partnering with there's a new charity called Vegas Helps, and very much in the same way of like helping the community. And, you know, perhaps if someone needs groceries and they can't get them right now, that's one of the vehicles of being able to, no pun intended, of being able to get people, you know, help that they need for, you know, no charge or anything like that. And just Vegas, I've found out of living in a few different places, is one of the most supportive, and just they help each other so much. And it's one of the reasons that I've felt so comfortable. Gosh, I think it's been about 9 years ago that I moved there, and it just feels like home in every way for me, with the entertainment and just community as a whole.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that the more time you spend on social media, the more connection you're forming, because I know that you, wherever you've played in Vegas, you developed a following, because your act is very unique. There isn't anybody really that does what you do musically.
Thank you.
When you first came to Vegas, that must have been a pretty big change for you. I mean, you're a classically trained musician. You played with orchestras and all different kinds of venues all over the place. Did you feel like you had to kind of Vegas up your style when you first got here?
Aesthetically, especially. Yeah, absolutely. So, I was classically trained, and, you know, like you said, I did all that. And then I actually already had made the transition into, even when I was a kid, you know, I was always trying to work out guitar solos, Santana to everything, to rock, to whatever it was. And, I had kind of rather more strict parents, so I knew it wasn't even a possibility to ask for guitar. And then, so I started kind of developing my own version of playing basically what was guitar solos on the violin, and it just kind of really started transforming. When I came to Vegas, I realized that I had to, like you call Vegify, aesthetically, I'm a big music nerd, you know. I was like, oh shoot, I need to put makeup on and learn how to style my hair and get that the Vegas glow, you know, spray tan. I mean, it was a huge learning curve for me on that whole spectrum. And I'm a girly girl. I love getting dressed up, but that was like almost culture shock of me, of like, oh wow, okay, how do I do this? And I found a couple of amazing makeup artists that it's now my guilty pleasure, which I miss terribly, but I would get, you know, it became a whole thing where I would just have hair and makeup done, because if you would have met me when I first started trying to do it, my whole idea of makeup was just glitter bomb. I just put glitter on my eyelashes, glitter on my lips, you know, shiny cheeks. Like I was like a 12-year-old girl. I had no idea what I was doing. And if you let me, you know, I pretty much go, I revert right back to that even now. So, it's been kind of fun for me to learn how to move that around and go from the, you know, music nerd to being able to jump around. And I still throw in sequin outfits and all those things that I've always loved, but with a Vegas twist. And, you know, not just the music, it's a whole atmosphere. You know, there's always like a good vibe, but that's part of, you know, that thing of performing live too. You can kind of see your audience and try to bring what you think they might like. So like a set at Luxor would often go everything from disco music to EDM to 80s new wave to, you know, 90s hip hop. Like, I love the variety of it. And perhaps that's just the ADD nature that I have. Or maybe I'll just blame Sesame Street since that was so ADD. But whatever it is, it's, you know, that's been an adjustment of not seeing your audience. You just kind of create something before a little bit of an idea of like, all right, I'll kind of go with this. And so as I have, you know, I have a lot more travel plans coming up. Right before I came to Hawaii, I was doing more performing in Europe. And it was really cool and exciting bringing in the vibe of each place I was in. So I'm kind of plans to do more of that. I have I was just in Tahiti before coming here, and I filmed a little music video. So that should be coming out next week. It's been edited a little bit delayed due to all the, all that's going on here. But I'll probably put that on my YouTube channel, but I'll share the info on my social media. So that'll be kind of fun. And I think I have a lot more of those videos that'll be coming out in each place as I get to travel again of, you know, a video maybe in each, I don't know, maybe in each country. We'll see.
How's this downtime been for you just as a musician in terms of like planning what you're going to play, you know, what your sets are going to be? Do you get the time to kind of reform those and look at them in a different way, or has it been creatively stifling? How's that been for you?
Yeah, I definitely have the time now. but actually, I would say creatively, it's been just an explosion of ideas and things that I want to do. And it's been very, very inspiring. Sometimes, you know, often for me, when I start looking into music and creating, I lose track of time. So I have to remind myself that, you know, okay, let's put this down for today, you know, because, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours, I don't pay attention sometimes. And I'm like, all right, put this down. But it's been just so exciting for me to think of, you know, original music, of different covers, of things that I want to share. I try to keep the live streams fairly short to about, you know, no more than 15 minutes. And so, you know, just to have something out there every week. And so it's kind of like, maybe I hear a song on the radio or something. Last week I heard, I think it was last week. I lose track of time. I always have Break My Stride. So I threw in kind of like a little remix, and that brought in a whole, you know, mix of songs. It's a little bit more difficult to create the mixes without DJ equipment, but there's, you know, I have been able to order and ship different small things here. But with that 1 month lag time, sometimes it's a challenge. But I love the challenge, and I love kind of seeing, as I've been going along with these live streams, I've been able to challenge myself and, you know, how can I make the sound better? How can I, with what I have, with what tools I have, everything from, you know, obviously the outfit, the sound, the violin, you know, I don't have all the effects pedals that I like. So it's like, how can I adjust the sound? What is a location that, you know, is, change it up from the balcony to maybe like outside of the area here. Maybe I can show a little bit of, you know, a palm tree in the background, or, you know, try to make it more interesting for the audience, for, you know, what I would imagine I would want to see is, I don't want to see the same thing every day. And maybe I overthink it, but all these things together is just like, it's got me almost wanting to like bounce up and down. It's like, oh, Friday's coming. What can I do? What can be fun? I'm like a little kid sometimes.
Wow, that sounds awesome. And I'm happy that you're staying safe, even though you're not at home, and that you've managed to stay productive and creative. That's really good to hear. What else do you want to say to your fans and your followers who can't wait to see you perform again in Las Vegas?
Oh, gosh. I want to say thank you. And I want to say that, you know, it's just hanging tight there, everyone all together. And it's a new thing for all of us to adjust. And, but I think it's going to work out. You know, we got to continue supporting each other and sharing those smiles, and it's going to work out. And we'll find our new norm. Like, nothing is ever exactly the same. And so maybe it'll take a little longer. Maybe we'll have a different kind of situation. We got to learn to do the social distancing thing in a safe and healthy way, but it's going to be fun. We're going to bring the fun back. Vegas is going to be, I think everyone's going to be jumping back to Vegas to kind of get that release and that fun that they've been kind of maybe having to stifle a little bit from their own homes. And it's going to be awesome. Like I feel like people are ready to embrace kind of the fun and the new challenges to get there.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Sun on the Strip. You can subscribe to this podcast or rate and review it if you like it on Apple Podcasts. And you can find past episodes at lasvegassun.com/podcasts. Appreciate you joining me. Have a great week.